From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and Microsoft have reached a deal with the Obama administration which will allow them to share more data about requests for customer information from the FBI, NSA, and other federal agencies. NPR's Steve Henn reports.
Until this summer, tech companies were legally forbidden from even acknowledging they received national security letters or orders from the FISA court, which forced them to turn over customer information. After the Edward Snowden leaks created a firestorm of criticism surrounding the NSA, these companies sued the administration, demanding the right to issue detailed reports about the kinds of legal requests they receive. Now, they settled, and will be legally allowed to publish the number of classified requests for information they get in bands of 1,000. Many privacy advocates criticize the deal, saying it doesn't go far enough. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
According to a new poll out from the Associated Press and GFK, most Americans are not impressed with President Obama's efforts to restore trust in government following the revelations about spying on Americans and the collection of phone records. The poll finds most of those surveyed, upwards of 60%, place personal privacy ahead of being kept safe from terrorism. That's up slightly from an earlier survey. A dip in new home sales in December, in part due to colder weather in some areas of the country, though even with the decline, the government says for the year, sales posted double-digit gains. Commerce Department says new home sales fell last month by 7%, but for the entire year, were up a strong 16.4%. That's the highest level since 2008. On Wall Street today, stocks ended the session lower. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report on the Knights Templar movement.
According to the Attorney General's Office, federal troops captured Dionysus Loya Blancarte, known as El Tio, or Uncle, early in the morning. Reportedly, he was heavily armed. Loya Blancarte is considered one of the top leaders of the Knights Templar drug cartel, which controls meth trafficking, extortion, and kidnapping rings in the western state of Michoacán. In recent months, the state has been the site of increased violence as civilian vigilante groups sprouted up to fight off the cartel. To avert an armed conflict, thousands of federal troops were deployed to the state. A reward of 30 million pesos, around $2.5 million, had been offered for Loya Blancarte's arrest. He's wanted in the murder of 12 federal police agents in 2009. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 41 points to end the session at 15,837. The Nasdaq Composite was down 44 points to close at 4,083. The S&P 500 closed down 8 points today to end the session at 1,781. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Crude oil at $93.46 a barrel in New York. This is NPR. Arctic air that had parts of the Midwest and the East in its grip for much of the past month appears to be ready to make a return appearance this week. Forecasters in Chicago were telling residents there to be prepared for high temperatures for the day that had already come and gone, with wind chills of as much as 40 degrees below zero expected. The East is expected to also return to the deep freeze tomorrow, with below-freezing temperatures in the forecast for many areas. After years of appeals, California's highest court says a journalist-turned-lawyer may not practice in the state, declaring him morally unfit to do so. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
In 1998, Stephen Glass was a rising journalistic star in his 20s until, after writing several dozen faked articles for The New Republic and other magazines, he was caught. A 2003 movie chronicled the deception. Glass also wrote a novel about the experience. Glass later earned a law degree from Georgetown and passed the bar in California and New York, but both bars questioned his moral fitness and refused to license him. Now a paralegal in Los Angeles, the 41-year-old appealed the decision. The state bar called him a pervasive and documented liar and asked that he be denied a license. On Monday, the California Supreme Court complied, saying Glass had made insufficient atonement for the damage he'd caused to so many people and institutions. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Discount Airline Southwest says it is expanding beyond the continental U.S. Beginning in July, the airline says it plans to begin offering flights to the Caribbean, including flights to Aruba, the Bahamas, and Jamaica. New flights will begin on July 1st, operating out of Atlanta, Baltimore, and Orlando. Currently, Southwest offers flights to Mexico and the Caribbean, but through AirTran. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support